The Barrington Stage Company is presenting Patrick Hamilton's mystery thriller Gaslight on the Boyd Quinson main stage through October 22nd. Gaslight, also called Angel Street and made into the popular 1944 film starring Charles Boyer and Ingrid Bergman, is considered one of the greatest psychological thrillers of all time. It tells the story of Mr. Manningham, a suavely handsome man who is slowly driving his gentle, devoted wife, Bella, to the brink of insanity with seemingly overwhelming kindness while sowing seeds of doubt, memory loss, and misperceptions. Gaslight features Mark H. Do you prefer the H?
The H is almost necessary.
Okay. All right.
I can't function without the H.
Mark H. Dold is with us. He plays Mr. Manningham. It's a great pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
And Kim Stauffer is Mrs. Manningham in the production. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
With us as well. All right. How did you, okay, and I will start with you, Kim, of how this came to be, how you got cast in this.
Well, I'm very lucky that Julie Boyd thought of me for this role, and I went and auditioned for Louisa, who is an amazing director, and from the second that I got to work with her in the audition, I thought this would be really, really fantastic to be able to work with her. So I was really excited when I got the offer, and that was that.
And what's your story?
Mine's a little different. I was working at Barrington Stage this summer doing another play called This by a playwright named Melissa James Gibson.
Yep.
And Louisa Proska was directing that as well. And I said, hey, you're doing Gaslight next? She said, yeah. And I said, how exciting. Who's in your cast? And she told me her cast, and she did not mention an actor for Jack Manningham. And I said, oh, you don't have a Manningham yet? She said, no, we're having trouble finding a guy. And I thought, And then some of the powers that be at Barrington Stage were like, you know, this is a great part for you, Mark. And I just decided to send this director who I just worked with another email. And I said, hey, what about me? And she said, hey, why not? And that's
if all gigs were that easy.
Seriously. It was literally an email like, what about me? And she wrote back, hey, great idea, basically.
That is that's a good way to get a job.
Yeah, I was in the right place at the right time, fundamentally. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
So now the actual show. Now, of course, many of us probably know the film. I think probably most people know the film, many anyway. And it's a great classic film. But that whole idea of we use it as a verb when you gaslight somebody, right? You know that idea of playing with their mind, and so it's been around a long time. And so talk a little bit about the story and the and ultimately what happens and the take you all have on this tale.
Well, first I'll kind of jump in and link how the term gaslight, you know, came from the play. I play Mrs. Manningham, who's a woman who is being psychologically manipulated by her husband. But the house is a big part of it, and it's the gaslights in the house. She's hearing strange noises, seeing strange things happen with the lights going up and down, which is connected to, you know, I won't get that away, I guess, what it's all connected to. But it's a big part of her impending insanity. But that's the link to the gaslights, is it's a clue to her that something is wrong, and it's driving her into madness.
And it's just, you know, it's a means to an end. She's married to this clever guy who very specifically wants something in the easiest way, and actually the most delightful way for him to get it from her is to slowly drive her mad by doubting her own sense of reality. And people can call it bullying.
What's that like?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, and a lot of people feel like it's very relevant now, of course, you know, in a much bigger
broader
context.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, people do it to each other all the time to get what they want, you know? Just have somebody doubt themselves, you know, just throw a little bit of doubt in there. We were just reading something, and we do student matinees, and we have our first tomorrow morning. We're going to be performing for about 2,000 local high school kids. And one of the little quotes in the
study guide
is somebody cracks a joke at, you know, your expense, and they're like, you know, I'm just kidding. You know what? Why are you taking that so seriously? You know, it's just a joke. Little things like that. It's just so you start to get people to kind of question their sense of themselves.
And that idea of I guess what I'm trying to ask is that you're not really adding anything to the source material or emphasizing anything. That it is what it is, and we just bring our current day issues with us as we come to watch the play.
Yeah, very early on, there was an idea. There was the original concept for this production was going to be more
overt.
Maybe a little more like Stanley Kubricky kind of, but we decided ultimately that the best way to present it was fairly, you know, true to form, to keep it a fairly naturalistic production and let people kind of glean from it what they will, not to kind of hit it over the head.
I think the biggest change from the original text is that it's moved from London to New York City. Because Louisa wanted to take out any dialect, any hint of thing that something that might separate us from, you know,
today.
So to bring it closer to home, we literally brought it closer to home. So we pulled the English accent out, we pulled all of the Londonisms out, and made everything very American, which is tricky too.
Well, it's tricky, but it's also it doesn't really impact the overall. The story that is being told.
Yeah, the events that are happening on stage could, in fact, happen anywhere and do happen everywhere,
But it's still 1880s. I actually think that some of that distance that the time period creates for us might allow us to go deeper into it, to allow us to see the reality of gaslighting. So I actually think it could serve us.
Well, I just assumed that in 1880s, everyone was speaking with a British accent in England.
There you go, basically.
You're not alone in that.
Yeah, I know. It's just... I watch TV. So in the show, what kind of discussions did you all have going into this of how you were going to play it and what you wanted to do?
Big sigh. discussions going into it, none. A lot of discussion as we were in it, especially for me, quote unquote, the bad guy. How much to reveal, how little to reveal, back and forth. Trying to,
calibrate the levels of
it. And that was a really tricky journey for me. So we did a lot of talking as we were moving on, but not really anything in preparation.
We did a lot of research initially. Our first week was a lot of discussions about, about gaslighting and the different terms and kind of the psychological impact of it. We did that kind of work. But I think one of the kind of fun things about and unique things about this process is the conversations Mark's talking about. Some of them happened outside the room. Like Mark would often say, Louisa, can I talk to you privately for a second? Because he didn't want me to know which direction he was going to take a certain line. And that made it kind of fun and kept it really fresh.
What if you did that every night?
I know, right?
That'd be great.
To keep it fun and fresh? You can't possibly do that.
Well, it is a terrific production. It is the Barrington Stage Company's production of Patrick Hamilton's mystery thriller, Gaslight, at the Boyd Quinson Maid Stage through October 22nd. And you can find out more information by going to barringtonstageco.org. Barringtonstageco.org. I want to thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much
for having us.
A beautiful run.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great to be here.
Mark H. Dold and Kim Stauffer, thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information at barringtonstageco.org.